here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze radio show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy B-Eazy.
It's your boy Al.
And we're back for another episode. You can catch us everywhere you get your podcast for free. 99 L.
Yo.
How you doing, my dog?
Chilling, man.
Love it.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was cool, man. I ain't doing too much.
Word.
What you been up to?
Not much, man. Just working, you know?
I'm glad to see you, man.
Yeah, I almost didn't make it.
You tried to call in. You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Check the call in and checking the temperature of the supervisor?
Nah, I don't check the temperature of the supervisor. I'm going to be there. But it's to check the temperature of the homies when it's time to go out. Y'all boys still trying to ride. what you getting into? Man, I'm in the bed.
Okay. Yeah. Quick, okay.
Man, like one of the homies be like, man, I can't find no babysitter or, you know, wifey tripping or something like that. Okay, good, cool. Beep. Turn the game on. Yeah,
man.
Especially now I work every Saturday. So that's really the day everybody wanna do something.
Yeah, yeah.
So
Friday night too. Friday night.
Yeah, they do Friday, so. But most everybody's Saturday because they're gonna be off Sunday.
Yeah.
For sure.
Do you miss it?
What?
Being off on Saturdays.
Yeah, because I used to not really, because I would work all day Saturday and today, because anyway, most of the time I'd be in the studio all day Saturday.
Yeah, you are. So, right.
But, just, I don't know. I'm kind of used to it, but just having that one day, because I used to like clean on Saturdays, like I clean Saturdays, and then Sunday, it kind of be like, a little time to rest a little bit.
Yeah.
So now I gotta smush all that together.
Lay around the house while a load of clothes is in.
I gotta get two things done at one time.
For real?
So if I'm doing washing or whatever, I'm doing something else too. Knocking it out.
Oh shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I do everything, sit down, get back up, do another thing, sit down.
Mm-mm. See, my sit down is not getting up.
Or I'll do it all at once and then sit down. That's it.
That's how I do. So if I'm washing dishes, if I'm washing clothes, I might be vacuuming at the same time or something like that.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I got you.
And then like once the clothes finish drying, now I'm sitting down folding clothes, but I'm also watching TV.
Okay.
So but yeah. That's it, man, for my week. I ain't really did nothing. Yeah. Something we ain't did in a while.
Yeah.
You want to get into TV or you want to get into these emails?
Let's shoot it out with the email. Let's see what we got.
We'll get to the emails.
We pushed the movies along again. Once again.
Yeah, once again. Hopefully we'll get back into them. Let me refresh, see if we got. All right, so last week we did nicknames. It was a nickname I meant to think about. I forgot. Maybe to come back to me in these emails. First email is from the homie Carla. She doesn't have a subject. Says, hey, y'all, long time no email. My bad. Just finished the top nickname show, and it reminded me of the best nickname I ever heard. Said, my mom had a friend that she grew up with. We were in the grocery store one day, and we saw her. My mom yelled out, hey, Buddha gal.
Buddha gal.
I immediately said, excuse me? When I asked my mom where they got the name from, she explained that when they were younger, Buddha gal was extremely beautiful with a big butt, resulting in Buddha gal.
Oh.
Her real name is Henrietta. Shout out to Henrietta. Henrietta probably still got that ass now.
She do.
She probably still got that ass.
She older. She at least 70.
Gotta be 65 at least.
Yeah, 65 to 70.
Yeah. Let us know, Carlo, how old Henrietta is. Miss Henrietta.
She still got it.
Yeah, she probably get her head too. Keep up the amazing content, Carla. Thank you. Now that reminded me, and I don't know why I didn't think about this last week. My aunt, shout out to my aunt, my mama's sister.
Mm-hmm.
So my mama, My mama name is Dolores. Everybody call her D.
Okay.
You know, that's simple.
Yep.
I got another Aunt Janice, my mama's sister. She just Janice.
Okay.
My Aunt Teresa, I don't know where it came from. They call her TC.
TC.
Aunt TC. However they say it.
TC.
Yeah. I don't know where that come from. Maybe because my granddaddy couldn't hardly talk.
It was that or a baby.
So.
A baby saying the name.
Yeah, probably so.
Mm-hmm.
My other aunt, her name is Selma.
Okay.
All my life, they called her Sister Gal. Until she got in her like 50s, she was like, don't call me Sister Gal no more.
Why?
Call me by my name. Call me Selma.
What?
Yeah, so Sister Gal.
Yeah, that's one you definitely would think would stick with her forever.
It did stick with her forever. Sister Gal, that's what they call her, Sister Gal.
She don't like it though?
She didn't like it after a while. She was too grown for Sister Gal.
Dang.
Yeah, so that was her. Now my uncle, my mama's brother, when he got in the streets, he got the best nickname ever though. He had all the shoes from what I can remember. My uncle Mike, they called him Fly.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That when he went to college, he came back, they was calling him Fly. So, you know.
But that's a nickname in itself. Mike. Yeah. Mike.
But yeah, my aunt Selma, Sister Gal. This email reminded me of that. I forgot about that. We got another nickname email from the homie Akia. She says, hey, DJ Blaze Show. So I come from a nickname family. I'll start with me. I go by my middle name back home. So they call me Dita Lee, Lil Bit, and Skeeter, because I'm no bigger than a mosquito.
Hey, that's funny. That's what? My nickname.
Skeeter?
Yeah.
Cousin Skeeter.
When I was a kid, that's what
Why they call you Skeeter?
I used to get bit up by mosquitoes
all the time.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh, I forgot about that.
Akia, you bigger than a skeeter now. We saw that rump. She said my dad Woody used to call me Spiff, but around high school he switched to Doc, and I've been that ever since. My brother is Doobie and Boogaloo.
Boogaloo, that's another one.
My sister is Boom. The whole family calls my mom Baby. You just said baby. That's why I ain't really had no commentary when you said baby, because I knew this was coming. She said, I have uncles Broomzy and Gunt, and aunties Minnie and Penny.
Minnie, yeah. That's a big one.
My sons are Stinker Winker and Boogie. You can't never tell nobody you call that boy Stinker Winker.
We call my daughter Stink Stink.
You said, yeah.
My oldest.
I got a cousin, I ain't gonna say who he is. The people listening who know him know, but his mama called him Snooty.
Snooty.
Snooty. Hey, Snooty. You know what I'm saying? So I pick at
That's
him.
That's not bad.
Snooty.
Once the rapper came out, he good. Snooty Wild.
Yeah, but this before Snooty Wild. He ain't got the Wild on it. He's just regular Snooty.
Snooty.
He says, now y'all know my whole family tree, LOL. Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah, we do know your whole family. My granddaddy nickname. I think my granddaddy name is Willie, but... Everybody, you know what I'm saying? They call him Bully. Bully Graham. That's my granddaddy.
Yeah, that's like my grandfather.
That nigga's mean, too. What they call your granddaddy?
His name is, well, they call him Pete.
But his name ain't Pete?
His name was William.
That's crazy. Some street shit.
Yeah, exactly.
My uncle, my granddaddy brother, I don't know his real name, but we call him Uncle Hun. I don't know where that came from. And Uncle Hun had a son. We call him Moon.
Why? Because he got a big face?
No. He just called him Moon. I don't know why they call him Moon. That was just his name.
That's crazy.
But nicknames, there's a lot of nicknames. Like my cousin. Well, it's my mama's uncle. But they the same. They like the same age. Mm-hmm. It's my grandma's brother. But him and my mom about the same age. We call him June.
June Bug?
No, just June.
Just June.
I don't know why. His real name is Raleigh.
They call my younger brother Rooster.
I know a Rooster.
Rooster.
I know a Rooster.
Yeah, we can
go on for days.
Definitely go on. That's...
Especially names that don't got to go with...
the name itself?
Yeah. Like, I got a cousin. We always called him Kiki, but I didn't know why his name was Kiki until later on, until I got, you know what I'm saying, grown, and I realized it was off of his middle name.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Names that come off of your real name... Kind of easy, but like just a fool nickname, like like my boy Jay Bird.
Boosie. You know what I'm saying? Boosie is a big one.
Yeah,
Boots. Oh, man. I go.
Rooster, you deep in the trenches, you know a rooster.
Yeah, my younger brother, they call him Rooster because he used to cry a lot when he was a baby.
Ah.
He, I don't think he not liked the name, but yeah, they still call him Rooster.
Did I say I almost had a nickname?
I don't think so.
My daddy, my mama told me this. She said when I was a baby, he would always be like, come here, man, this, man, that, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So I almost had that nickname. My mom was like, stop calling him man, because I don't want nobody to be calling him man, like, because that name going to stick. And so he stopped calling me man in the house. Nah, I didn't have a nickname. I don't have a nickname. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. That made me think about it. I'm not going to put a label on this person.
Uh-huh.
But the whole family calls the brother Stacy.
Hmm.
His name is Russell.
Hmm.
Yes. No middle name or none of that.
That reminds me. I'm going to tell somebody a family story. They listening. Hopefully they don't get offended.
That's why I didn't name the names.
So, and this person ain't going to come up in a story later too. But y'all, he's been on the show before. CL.
Mm-hmm.
So we call him CL because his name is CL. I think he named after his dad. But he's CL. We call him CL, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be named. His mama wanted to name him Adrian.
Okay.
But when the nurse asked the doctor, when the doctor or the nurse asked the daddy what was his name going to be, he told him to name him after him. So CL. So you know what I'm saying? He named after his dad.
Yeah.
But his mama didn't wanted to name him Adrian. So everybody in his family called him Adrian. But guess what though? He got a younger brother.
Named Adrian?
Yes. And I forgot what he said they called a younger brother.
They used their name somewhere else. They was like, you know what? We're going to use the name now.
But they still, like his family still calls CL Adrian.
For real?
Yeah. So like me, CL, and his nephew went to a football game.
Yeah.
His nephew was calling him Adrian.
Get out of here.
But he actually got a brother named Adrian.
Adrian.
Yeah. So.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So that's kind of like a nickname, but.
That's like that Stacy situation.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what made me think of that. Yeah. If y'all got some nickname stories, some crazy nicknames, email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Something we didn't do in a few weeks because we got sidetracked. Just talking about what we've been watching.
Yeah.
I've been watching some good stuff, I think. Let me get in my notes and see. Here we go. I watched a lot of stuff.
I was going to say, I know you watch a lot of stuff.
I did, man. You know the usual, the Shy.
Okay.
They're just putting all this trauma in the Shy. Anything bad that can happen in life
is gonna
to
happen
women now. Happens on the Shy.
That's how I felt about that Tyler Perry movie.
I still didn't watch it. I can't bring myself to watch it.
You can watch it.
I said I can't bring myself to watch it. Because I know it's all of that bad stuff. I'm a spoiler alert for the Shy. You fast forward 30 seconds if you don't want to know. But one of the lead characters, I forgot she had cancer. And they allegedly cured the cancer. And she had a thing this week where she got her cancer came back and it's terminal.
Oh, okay.
Another character gets shot, but he just got married to you watch the show?
No.
Okay, good. I ain't spoiling it for you. So he married the Lala character and he gets shot. So she got to go through that. At the beginning of the season, one of the characters, you know, her son get killed. And it's another character's baby daddy. So all these women on this show going through all this crazy stuff. But yeah, The Shy. So
the people that made The Shy, did they make anything else?
Yeah, Lena Waithe.
What's that?
Lena Waithe, she
No, no,
she,
no.
What do you mean?
Do they have any other movies or series or something else that they did also?
let me see. Because Lena Waithe is the...
Because I'm like, The Shy is the only thing out there that's like that. Like, you know.
When you say like that.
Seem like that style of a show.
Uh-uh.
At the beginning, it was trying to be, you know, everything that's really happening in Chicago. Now it sounds like it's like they're adding too much drama to it.
I guess it kind of is. Yeah, she created The Shy, Boomerang, 20s. She produced Queen and Slim.
Oh, okay.
She
produced it, but she didn't direct it.
Nah, she ain't directed none of these. She was like the writer or whatever.
Oh, okay.
No, she was a producer of some of it.
Okay.
She was on Master of None. You ever watched Master of None?
No.
With Aziz Ansari?
Nah, you did tell me about that.
Yeah,
though.
She was on that.
Queen and Slim, that's the kind of style of the cinematography, I think.
Yeah,
That look seemed like.
Oh, you mean the look of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to say, did she do, I want to say she did. What's the show on? Oh my God, I watch it too, with Megan Good.
She's on a show?
No, no. Yeah, Megan Good is on a show on.
Sorry, buddy. I don't know.
She was on Ready Player One. Lena Waithe was. She did Dear White People. She was a couple. She was. What's the show on? Is it Sisters? It comes on Prime. It's Megan Good and damn, what's the name? I guess she didn't because it ain't showing up on here. Hmm. Is it Sisters? Damn. Oh, it's called Harlem. My bad. Harlem. She does Harlem.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Megan Good, but I don't see that on here, so I guess that's not hers. Dear White People is us. Oh, she was in Westworld. Let's see. Yeah, she only executive produced them. But damn, that's that show that's on Prime, right?
Yeah.
The kind of spooky show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you watch that?
No. I ain't fucking with that. I ain't messing with it. Sorry, excuse me. I'm trying to stop cussing.
Why? You grown.
Nah, I just am. anyway, so I watched The Shy Duster. That's a good show on HBO Max.
I got to write that down because every time I'm looking for something to watch, I always be like, what the hell is that movie that you be talking about?
Yeah, it's a show, Duster. Uh-huh. Pretty good. And it's like it's based in like the 70s.
Okay.
But it's about a woman from Baltimore that goes out to, I want to say Arizona,
mm-hmm.
and becomes an FBI agent. She like the first black FBI agent. And so she's out there and she's trying to solve a crime.
Okay.
But it's good.
Duster. So,
Duster, yeah, on HBO Max or Max, whatever it's called now. Killer of Killers. What in the world was that about? Oh, that was it's like a 3-part anthology series about because you know they're coming out with a new Predator movie.
The movie or the animated?
Nah, they're coming out with a new movie, but
oh, okay.
This was a anthology series. It was like an animated thing on mm-hmm. Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that, and this was pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I watched Beanie Man's Tiny Desk.
How was it?
That joint was great.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
Because after that Versus.
What? He killed the Versus. They had the best one for a while.
I guess it was the look for me. They did it in the yard.
No, I mean, they had it. They was in a place in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Inside a place. And they was the first ones that do a versus with the two people in the same place.
Oh, okay.
And
The cops came, didn't
they? Yeah, the cops came. Yep. Yep, the cops came. Yeah, so I watched that. And then Netflix has a series. They had a series before called movie called Trainwreck. And then now they have like a series and it's different. Different topics. So mm-hmm. one was Trainwreck Astro World Tragedy with Travis Scott.
So they had, I saw that.
So they had that. I watched that one and had Trainwreck Poop Cruise about the cruise that lost power and shit was all over the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I watched that one. I got to the most disgusting part to where when they were getting the tugboat was pulling them, started to pull them. I guess it shifted. You know, the weight of the cruise, the ship or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like poop was coming down, like poop and piss was coming down the walls. And it was like, it was disgusting.
What? They gotta give the crew, like, they gotta give everybody complimentary something. Like,
they did. Like, the people got a lot of money. I wanna say we talked about it on here, like, that compensation that they got.
Yeah.
But the people did get compensation for that because they were stuck at sea for like 5 days with no power.
Oh.
And it was the summertime, like the people had to come out of their rooms and they were sleeping on the deck. They took their beds and their tent and their blankets and stuff and made tents. And it was crazy.
No power.
Like, just
think about it. They don't have, like, you know, the place ain't stocked up with daggone fans either.
No, it ain't stacked up with fans. No, it's not. But it's stocked up with food. They had the food to last, but they had to start throwing the stuff out because the food was perishable. Yeah, it's perishable. Yeah, so. That was good.
It was full though.
What?
It was full. They was cooking everything.
Nah, they couldn't cook.
Oh.
Because they had no power.
Damn, so they didn't have...
Nah, they couldn't cook.
All the grills
so,
are gas, probably.
No, the grill's probably electric.
Electric?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's crazy.
So, at one point, the chef was like, he was making like sandwiches and stuff like that for people while they could.
Yeah.
It was one point where another cruise ship came by and like gave them supplies, stuff like that, but...
What?
Yeah.
Another cruise ship came by and ain't take none?
Nah, they can't because you ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
You know how big those ships are.
I know, but, they, you know, hey, take these people, they're sick, or take it's five of these people.
That was like, it's dangerous for them to get the people
off the
boat and then get them to the other ship and then get them up
okay.
to the other ship. The way, you know what I'm saying? It's like, it was basically impossible logistically or whatever. So that cruise ship came.
That's
they
crazy.
Got them some supplies and they rolled on, but.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That one was good. I watched The Accountant, too. That was a couple weeks ago I watched that.
Yeah, I watched that, too. How'd you like it?
I mean, Impossible White Man movie. You know.
I like the brother. What was the brother's name? The
guy. I don't know. He played on The Walking Dead.
He's a Punisher.
Mm-hmm.
I like him on everything. He
played the same character all the time.
I was going to say the same thing. He's the Punisher in everything.
Everything. Even in The Walking Dead, he's the same dude, basically.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he played in the early seasons of The Walking Dead.
He got a good podcast.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he brings like he brought the Grim Reaper, that sniper that killed all those people.
What's a sniper?
It's a black guy. He got dreads.
He's like an army dude?
Yeah, he got a big kill. Marines, I think. Big,
probably is Marine, yeah.
Big kill list. Like
I think I seen him on a clip, like a reel or something, mm-hmm. not too long ago.
Light-skinned guy with dreads. They call him the Grim Reaper.
Like, I think I saw him.
He was on there and they was, you know, telling real stories and stuff like that.
Side note, my homeboy. So you know the movie American Sniper?
Yeah.
My homeboy, like, I got a homeboy that was like, you know, he was like watching the people kicking in the doors.
Mm-hmm.
That guy was like watching over them one time when my homeboy was over there, like kicking in doors or whatever.
Oh, the Reaper.
No, not the Reaper, the white dude from American Sniper.
Word.
Yeah.
Word.
I think it was the real one. Yeah. He was like, I asked him if he heard about it. He was like,
he was the lookout or whatever.
Yeah, he was like, we did a mission with him. Like, we was down there kicking in doors. And then my other homeboy was one of the people that would come in. And like, you know how like when they call for people, somebody came in the truck or the big Humvee or whatever, mm-hmm. picked them up and drove them out.
Yeah.
My other homeboy was one of the ones that came in, driving them in and getting them and driving them out. Like,
so one of your homeboys
was actually kicking in the doors.
And the other homeboy, he was the one going to pick up.
Yeah.
6 degrees?
6 degrees.
Yeah.
6 degrees.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Just that shows how small this freaking world is.
Yeah,
man.
It is. What else? That's all I watched. Oh, and I watched, I've already seen a story about this. It's called American Manhunt. And this one's about Osama bin Laden.
Okay.
When they got him mm-hmm. over there, whatever. The reason they got them, because you got to like pay attention to like stuff. Like one of the things that made them notice that something was off in that area mm-hmm. was they had like this big house and they would pay attention to the house. And the same people would leave the house and the stuff they would bring back would be like, let's say like five people would leave the house. They noticed that every time they left the house and came back, they was bringing back stuff for 12 people instead of 5 people. And they just started paying attention to the house more. Then they noticed like this amount of cars would leave out, but it shouldn't be based on the number of people that lived in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Are supposed to have lived in the house. Like, yeah. Then they was like, well, why is this wall extra fortified in this area? Like nobody else's house got that.
Yeah.
And they just paid attention to that. And then they just started watching the house. And then it was like, well, he got to be in this house. Because they already heard rumors he was in the area.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, he got to be in this house. And then they talked about how they went in there and got him and all of that. Yeah. But I had seen that story before, but this was just a different one I was watching.
Yeah, I was going to say that. They have so many different stories of the situation of that day and,
mm-hmm.
and when they got him out and, you know, all the stuff. The lady that was in there.
Yeah, the
stuff
lady.
Like that.
Uh-huh. It was some special top secret helicopters that they used that couldn't get found by radar.
Mm.
One of the helicopters hit the fence and crashed, landed. So they couldn't take that helicopter out because they were going to land one inside the compound,
mm-hmm.
one outside, well, inside the fence, and one outside the fence. The one that landed inside the fence, like, crashed or something. So they couldn't take that one. So all of them had to get out. They had to send another one to get those people. Then they had to blow that one up because it had, it was like stuff. Technologically advanced that it had some secrets they didn't want to get out. So they had to blow that one up to burn it.
Yeah.
Then they had to get them people out, but they got him out and got his body out and all. It was wild.
And that's on Netflix?
Yeah, that's on Netflix. It's called American Manhunt or something like that. They might have some more manhunts on there.
Yeah, I might have to try that
one. Might have a manhunt by these niggas that got out of that jail in Louisiana.
One's still loose, right?
Yeah, one's still loose. I wasn't really paying attention to it, but I thought they had done caught all of them, but one just got caught in Holly Grove Projects or some shit.
Yeah, at an Airbnb.
Oh, he was at an Airbnb?
I think so.
The one that got caught this week?
Yeah, I think so. I think there was the person that owned the Airbnb, you know, end up letting it, like, get somebody standing in there and stuff like that.
Oh, so he was in there illegally?
Yeah.
So that person might get the 50. Because I heard they was giving out $50,000 for a reward. Yeah, so if he told, he might get the 50 then.
There was a lady on
post. Oh, it was a lady.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who knows?
What you been watching the past couple weeks?
I watched The Accountant 2.
Uh-huh.
I checked that out. That was pretty good. I was hesitant on it.
Why?
You know, it been up on the app so long. It's like one of those.
Oh.
It's like, because, what's his name? Ben Affleck.
Uh-huh.
He's off. It's something different about him.
What do you mean in that movie?
I know his look and everything is different.
Tell me in that movie?
His face and everything.
You mean just in that movie?
In general.
Oh, I don't know.
In general, he's something different. Like, the movies he's putting out a lot different. They're not, you know.
But I know in that movie he's supposed to be autistic.
He definitely is, and I found that out.
I think they say he got Asperger's or something like that. Asperger's syndrome, whatever they call it.
I think you brought that up. Did I bring that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Somebody brought that up to me. Yeah. Which was, I mean, that I like detective stuff like that where you can count up, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Rain Man Syndrome, I call it. Rain Man Syndrome.
Oh, no, y'all talked about that on your show.
That's what it was?
Yeah, on your show. Yeah, I heard that on your show. Yeah, but it's Asperger's. That's a part of Asperger's, like they can count up.
Counting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty good. I did watch that. I watched a movie called The Amateur.
The Amateur?
Yeah. It was Rainy. He's a light skinned. I can't think of his freaking last name. Well, I can't pronounce his last name. Lawrence Fishburne's in it also.
Oh, the dude that plays Mr. Robot.
That's what it is, Mr. Robot.
Yeah.
I think he's like part of the CIA. Well, his wife gets killed, so he wanted to go kill the people that killed his wife because
this just came out.
Yeah.
Is it on the app? You watched it on the app, or you watched it on like Apple or something?
Nah, I watched it on the app. I think it is an Apple, though.
Let me see.
It's pretty good.
Let me check that out.
Lawrence Fishburne tries to train him in the, you know, so he can go kill the person that killed his wife and all that. But, you know, it's
so Lawrence Fishburne is the star on this joint.
Nah.
The other guy, the white robot guy.
Yeah. What's his name? Remy? Remy Malek? Malika?
Rami Malek.
Rami Malek. Okay.
Yeah, Rami Malek.
Yeah, he's in it. He's the star.
Yeah.
But Lawrence Fishburne, he is, you know, he's in it a good amount also.
Word.
I watched that. Man, there's one I watch about a Long Island serial killer. Gela Beach something. God, I wish I
should have wrote it down.
I should have wrote that one down.
While you look for that, another thing I watched was Ironheart started.
I did too.
You did? You watched Ironheart?
Yep. I did two episodes.
I did. I watched all three. It looks amazing.
It does.
It looks amazing.
It does.
People been kind of talking trash about some of the
music and stuff.
Well, no. The special effects on some of the other Disney, not that show. No, what I'm saying is some of the other Disney shows, some of the special effects for the Marvel shows, they're kind of off on some of them. But this one, the special effects, real good though.
This one looks like a real Marvel movie.
You know who directed it, right?
Who?
Ryan Coogler.
And what he did? What else he did?
We're not talking about television or movies no more if you don't know who Ryan Coogler is.
I mean, the name is...
Ryan Coogler did both Black Panthers.
Okay.
He did Fruitvale Station. He did all the Creed movies.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Should I go on? He did Sinners.
Keep going. He did Sinners?
Yes.
It looks good.
Ryan Coogler, he ain't got no L's. Everything he did so far been... made bread.
Don't go.
What L he got?
I don't know. Let me look him up.
I'm telling you that I just named all his. Like, he did the first Black Panther, $1 billion movie.
The second one wasn't that good.
$1 billion movie.
It was,
But he had, but he had to switch. They had to switch it up because of
Marvel.
Yeah, no, because what you call it, die.
Yeah, I know. I understand that.
Yeah, we're not gonna talk shit about. Let's see, Sinners, Fruitvale, Creed. Oh yeah, Judas and the Black Messiah.
That was good.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. That was the movie about the guys in Chicago, the Black Panther dudes in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. What's it not?
The Galgo Beach Killer. That's
Fred Hampton. That's what it was about. Yeah, Fred Hampton. Yeah. The what?
Galgo Beach. Galgo Beach Killer. Mm. That's the name of it. It's on Peacock.
Okay.
And it's about a serial killer that possibly killed these women.
Mm-hmm.
They got him down for 7 right now, but it might be more.
It's always more.
And he possibly killed them at his own house with his family and stuff.
While they were there?
Not knowing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the whole thing, you're feeling sorry for the family because they're, you know, they're kind of defending him.
Uh-huh.
But then it's like, man, the wife had to be in on it. But then it goes back to, well, maybe she didn't know because maybe it was out of town at these times.
Is it multiple episodes?
Yes. I think it's 3 episodes. Yeah, I think it's about 3 episodes.
I'm going to check that out while I'm folding up clothes or something.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
That's the kind of stuff I watch that I don't have to, you know what I'm saying?
You don't have to watch it. It. Yeah,
so I can be doing something.
Yeah, that one was pretty good. And it's a Long Island killer. He's a serial killer. And I think they have him down for like 7 murders. When it started, they had him down for like 3. While he was in jail, they started linking more stuff to him.
Mm, did he tell or
nah,
they just linked it?
I don't think he ever told. Nah, it ended. They had so much stuff on him. Like,
is he black or white?
Oh, come on, man. He white.
It's a whole podcast I listen to where they talk about nothing but serial killers of color. That's why I asked.
He white. They were all ladies of the night, as it was.
Oh, said. He was one of them.
Yeah. He was an architect, worked in Manhattan, different life, family man. Basically, they try to, you know, separate it like he did this at night.
Mm.
But he had like a room.
At his house?
Yeah. Basically, all right, if you're a gun person,
mm-hmm.
if you got so many guns, you can get a safe door to put on that room.
Mm-hmm.
Like the same door that would be on a safe,
mm-hmm.
you can do that. He mm-hmm. had one of those.
But he was killing people in there.
They trying to link it. They never linked it.
Oh.
They had like almost 300 guns in there.
Oh, he was a gun person.
Yeah, he was a gun person too.
Oh.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. Okay. It was real good. Because they interviewed some of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one friend that, you know, he was a weird guy, so he didn't have too many friends.
But I mean, did the friend probably was like, I had no clue.
The friend dropped a tear. The friend was like, the friend went to see him in jail.
Uh-huh.
And just kind of like, man, if you did this, and the guy just like shook his head and dropped a tear too. And
that let him know he did it.
Let him know he was like, because it's crazy stuff he did. You know, one of them cut the person up.
Mm.
Records show on his computer, they, you know, he was looking up how to get rid of a body.
Oh, this was computer age.
Oh yeah, this is all the way to 2017.
Oh shit, that was recent.
Yeah, it's it was like a 30-year span. They're trying to say that he probably was killing before he even met the girl, the wife.
That remind me of a guy. I forgot which killer it was, but one of them big time serial killers,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't. The only reason they caught him was because his DNA was in the database because of, you know, the killing, the mm-hmm. stuff that was found at the crime scenes. His daughter took like a ancestry DNA test.
Oh, wow.
And it came back as a match to the killer.
Yeah, yeah.
The feds or whoever contacted the daughter and was like, we think you can to this person, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she did. I think she tricked her dad into doing a DNA test or something like that. He did it. They found out it was him, and they arrested the daddy. I want to say he was in like San Francisco or some shit. But
how long ago was the murders?
It was like probably. It was like over a
decade, right?
Yeah, he was like doing the killings in like the 70s.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah. That's crazy to even think of that. Like,
yeah.
Some people out there was killing in the 80s and 90s. And
70s, 60s.
They're walking around here and yeah. We don't even know.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot of stuff like that. People would be like, people are moved from the South. Like, they might kill, like, a white person or something like that, and somebody black and they just change their life and move up north.
Move somewhere else. Yep. Yeah. Same way, the opposite way, too. They, you know, they
just kill somebody up there.
Matter of fact, this guy, they found, I think one of the, they found one of the remains here. He got land in South Carolina and Spartanburg, I think.
Oh, one of the.
So he got land here also, so they end up finding another body.
The guy on that movie?
Yeah, on that movie.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Word.
A black girl. That one was the black girl. That was the only black girl, I think, out of all of them.
Of course.
Puerto Rican and, you know.
Oh, because he was killing in New York.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was all. I think that's all I watched.
Word. Y'all check out some of that stuff.
Oh, one more.
Okay.
Magazine Dreams.
What is that?
Jonathan Majors.
New, ain't it?
Yeah, he's a bodybuilder.
And you didn't go to the movies to see it, did you?
Nah.
You don't support now.
It was sad at the same time. It was like, it was watching.
Was it Glass?
Yes, it was.
It was Glass?
Super.
Word.
4K.
Oh, word, on the app?
4K.
When we say Glass, who came up with Glass?
Probably Blaze.
Okay.
Blaze.
Because I used to hear Glass all the time from Blaze. I didn't know if you know that.
It probably was him.
So when we say Glass, we mean it's crystal clear, bootleg copy. Yeah. So it's Glass.
Yeah, it's 4K.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to check
all
that
the way
out.
4K, like
sound,
audio quality and everything.
That makes me think that was done intentionally.
Oh, yeah. It was just like
Soul Plane.
No, it was just like that slave movie that
Nate Parker put
out. Will Smith was in.
What slave movie Will Smith was in?
Yeah, see? You don't even know. Slave movie. Pull it up. Right when he got in trouble with that Chris Rock situation, he would have won Oscar or something for that.
Ah, you sure it was a slave movie, though?
Yeah, I watched it. That was a good movie.
Let me see. Keep talking.
I think it start with an E or something like that. But
Emancipation.
There you go.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Just like that. I think they just went on and put it out so he wouldn't win no shit for it.
But what did he win? He won something for that movie.
No.
He won an Oscar for that movie that night.
This recently?
No, the night of that, he won an Oscar.
No. I'm talking about Jonathan Majors.
What do you mean? Oh, you're saying they put...
Will didn't win. I don't think Will won.
Will Smith
won anything for that one.
I think he did.
Because it came out after, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that movie came out that year.
Well, the Jonathan Majors movies is about a bodybuilder. He's basically obsessed with bodybuilding, and he's stalking one of his favorites.
Oh, no, my bad. I'm wrong. He won it for King Richard.
Okay.
And that movie did come out after.
Yeah, it came out.
Yeah, that movie did come out. I forgot about that movie.
They basically, looked over it. They didn't want to give him no awards for it. Will Smith should have won something for that.
He got it for something he shouldn't have won an award for. So
think so?
They're even. Yeah. I will not watch that movie.
But this Jonathan Majors is crazy.
Well, I'm going to check that out.
It's cringy at sometimes.
Magazine Dreams. Do he get smaller in it, or he stay bodybuilding?
No, he stay bodybuilder.
Okay.
All the way to, I don't want to spoil it. Yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, I haven't heard about it being in the movies.
No, I don't think so. I think it's one of those ones. Let's bootleg it shit, so he ain't going to get nothing.
I say that because I remember Soul Plane came out when it was like a time when you really couldn't get Glass movies, and the glass copy of Soul Plane came out on DVD
before the movie came out.
Yeah, and it was like everybody had it, and they, you know what I'm saying, but
you know what, I did find out they do push a lot of those movies. You'll get like the clear copy from screeners
at the end
of the year. A lot of screeners will come out like January.
Oh yeah,
January, like a lot of blockbusters gonna be coming out.
But see, now they have it where if you get a screener, they send you a link, and you only can watch it like one time or some shit like that.
That probably is true, because Charlotte Black Film Festival had it like that.
Yeah, it's a podcasts I listen to, and they talked about sometimes they get screeners because they do like a regular podcast, and then they do like a movie review podcast, mm-hmm. and they got on the movie reviewers list or whatever. Like you
can review movies.
They known as critics in
mm-hmm.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
So they get stuff. They get screeners sent to them, and they said like it's two of them, so they have to skip. They would. It was one episode they were talking about. They had to schedule time to watch a movie because they only got the one link
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and so they couldn't share the link to each other because it wouldn't work and stuff like that. So I think that's how they do stuff now. But
I was a screener for Black Charlotte Film Festival.
Uh-huh.
It was like lists, hundreds, like 100 movies, say 100 movies, and like 5 people got to watch them. And each day I watch, you know, some are only 23 minutes, you know,
40 short minutes, films and stuff short like films that
and stuff like that. And I used to sit there and have to go through them all the time, just watching and watching. There's one black cowboy movie. I wish I wrote the name of that thing down. It was good. It was real. He wasn't a cowboy. He was a rodeo star.
Uh-huh.
And that was like a short film. Real good.
And it wasn't good enough for you to remember.
It was, you know what? It was one of those things like, man, I just pull it up and for me to, because I had access to the whole database.
Oh, and you just can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's one of those things that's always going to be there. Like, oh, you know, if I want to look it up, I'll look it up again. But
this right here is almost like somebody who can't remember their password to Bitcoin.
And the money is gone.
Yeah.
You got some money in there?
No. That was a story about a guy. He had bought a whole bunch of Bitcoin, like mm-hmm. when it was like a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And it had then ballooned to like, he calculated it at maybe like $60 million. He can't remember his password, and he had one more try before the shit got deleted or whatever.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a big article on him. But yeah.
Man.
I guess we'll do some stories before we move along. One of the big stories, we've been following the Diddy case loosely for the past few weeks. I haven't realized this is like the 7th week of the case.
Oh, wow.
But one of the biggest stories is that federal prosecutors have indicated that they will drop several major charges against Diddy, including those regarding allegations of kidnapping, arson, and aiding in sex trafficking.
Yeah.
While few charges remain, the accusations are serious, racketeering and violations of the Mann Act, which prohibits transporting individuals across state lines for illicit purposes. Oh, that the one that probably gonna get them. That's one of the ones that got R. Kelly.
Trafficking.
The Mann Act.
Oh, so it's not trafficking.
They took the trafficking away, but this one is specifically for taking people across state lines for illicit purposes. Illicit probably just meaning sex.
I wonder how much time he get for that.
I want to say that's all they got R. Kelly for. And R. Kelly got 20-something years.
I was going to say, that's the thing. They're going to find something little, but they're still going to give him the max
it. Yeah, yeah. This case has been unfolding since late 2023. That's crazy. So he been in jail almost
2 years.
Going on 2 years.
2 years, yep.
Yeah, his original charges included federal racketeering, sex trafficking by force, transport individuals across state lines for prostitution, drug distribution, and coercion. Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, I still don't. It said if he gets convicted. Yeah, while the statutory minimum sentence for sex trafficking is 15 years and for transportation to engage in prostitution is a maximum of 10 years, the sentence may even be extended to life depending on what sentencing enhancements are added to it.
Oh, so he'll get the same thing as R. Kelly. Probably. He'll get 20-something.
Probably so. Dang.
What if he get free, though? Like, what if it, like, something in the plan get foiled?
I don't know. Maybe that's why they took, because they offered him 10 years before the trial started.
He wouldn't take it to trial.
He did take it to trial.
I mean, he wanted, that's what I say, he wanted
to. Got him 12 white folks and took that shit to trial.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so shout out to well, no, not shout out, but we just wanted to get that update.
You know what? He ain't made no good music in a while anyway.
Who, did he?
Yeah.
His last album was pretty good.
What, the Love album?
Yeah. That album was pretty good.
It wasn't no hits. Oh yeah, that one song.
But
that one song is a Miami club song.
I listened to that album when it dropped. I listened to it in the gym. It was a good album. He had some good music on there.
He had good production on it.
Yeah,
he did.
I can't take that. But like you said,
he didn't do nothing for nobody else. Like, he wasn't Puff Daddy.
Yeah, but he did. He had some good music. Like, the day before I listened to it in the gym, somebody was like, "Yo, that I'm good." Like, it was somebody who listened to R&B like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
So I listened to it and it was good. I think I listened to it like 2 or 3 times.
Me too. When it first came out, I gave it a go.
Yeah, that one. And then did he come out with one before that? Other than like, Dirty
he did.
Money.
He did. It was something right before it, if I'm not mistaken.
Let me see. It was all R&B type stuff though. It wasn't no hip hop.
Yeah, it was like a vibey R&B. It wasn't like singing R&B. It was, you know, that vibe. That vibey kind of music.
But nobody really took it.
I think his last real Puff Daddy situation where he makes, you know, he produced a beat and he's on the...
What is MMM?
He's all in the video and all of that. It might have been like Mary J. Blige or somebody.
He did an album in 2015.
What was the name of it?
MMM. Had 16 tracks.
It was a black cover?
Nah, it's white with gold writing and black and white pictures.
So that might be the album I was thinking about that did come out after.
And then right before that was in 2010, it was Last Train to Paris.
That was popular.
Last Train to Paris had some hits on there.
Yeah, that was popular.
That track where he took Jay-Z beat.
Niggas in Paris?
No, this is before Niggas in Paris. I want to say this. Yeah, this is before Niggas in Paris. Because Niggas in Paris came out in, I don't know what year. No, he took the train for the beat for Where I'm From.
Okay.
You know, Cuff Up Alone, Where I'm From, Marcy Son. Yeah, Marcy. Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah, he has some songs on there. So yeah, that's the update for that.
Have we got any you got more articles on there?
Yeah, I got something else too. Diddy and his son was sued by a woman who claimed they lured her to gang rape.
Oh, I did hear about that, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
They saying that he was in trouble and all that. Is it gonna stick?
I don't know. We'll see. It says in the lawsuit, the woman claims Justin initially contacted her through Snapchat in 2017 and they messaged back and forth, with the woman eventually sending Justin risque photos at his request. She says after she sent the snaps, Justin offered to fly her to LA for the weekend. The woman says she was interested in working in entertainment and told Justin as much in their conversations. And she claims Justin told her a trip to LA would potentially help her career. I'm telling her if she came, he would get her a job using his and his famous father's connections. In the suit, she said she flew to LA in April 2017. The driver picked up in a black SUV. They drove her to a house in Beverly Hills. She said she stayed at the house with Justin the first night, talking and relaxing. Then she says, to her surprise, they didn't leave the house Saturday either. And when she asked if they were going to leave, Justin said no. The woman claims he offered her liquor and marijuana on Saturday, and she believed the weed was laced due to the effect it had on her. She said Justin then offered and made her take various pills or poppers. In the suit, the woman claims after they consumed multiple drugs, three other men showed up at the house in masquerade masks. She says one of the men was Diddy, who she says she recognized by his stature and mannerisms. Said Justin referred to him as Pops. I believe that.
Because
check this out. If you see somebody enough on television, you'll see their mannerisms. And you can tell by the way they built.
He said they called the Pops. All right, Pops.
That's what name. They call them, though.
I know, but damn. Some of that.
It ain't far
fetched
to me.
You know what it is? I'm not gonna say anything wrong. Some of that she's saying, it's stuff she would have done already.
What do you mean?
She would have smoked the weed. She would have popped them pills.
She just got out.
Laying the whole thing out and then making it look even worse.
Nah, I can't say whether or not, because they don't say she does drugs.
She on Snapchat playing, ain't she?
But she got out there under false pretenses. She went out there because he said he'd help her with her career. Now they ain't leaving the house.
Yeah, but you know, she already was like, oh,
this I don't know. Don't put that on me.
This Puffy son. Oh, yeah, yeah, girl. You made it. You better go.
Think about it. 2017. This ain't 2025 now with the allegations out there.
No, it ain't.
Right. The woman claimed she was taken upstairs to a bedroom where she was told, you better let this happen or else. She says that each of the three men took turns raping her anally and orally while she was drugged and incapacitated. She says the brutal gang rape went from Saturday night through at least mid-Sunday.
Damn.
And she says on Monday when she was driven back to the airport and dropped off, she says during the weekend and afterwards, Justin held over her head the possibility of a job in TV as well as the photo she sent him on Snapchat. The woman is suing Diddy and Justin for sexual assault and battery, gender violence, and more, and she's going after them for damages. Her lawyer, guess who her lawyer is?
Busby.
Yes, sir. The Texas attorney representing dozens of alleged Diddy victims, and the suit was filed while Diddy is still dealing with his criminal trial in New York. It says, worth nothing, none of Busby's clients have testified in the Diddy trial.
Dang.
Well, here's the thing, though.
If they did that, fry him.
Nah, she wanted it. No, that's what
I'm
you not, say.
No, I'm saying the way she laid it out is some of the things she would have already done, I think. I don't think that stuff was forced upon her.
You don't think three men were forced
that
in
part,
her ass?
Yeah, you know I'm saying that part. But I'm talking about the part where she laid the whole, and might have been laced. No, it was strong. You ain't never had no Cali.
But here's the thing, though. As a person, man or woman, if somebody's drunk or high, they can't consent to sex.
Yeah, you're right about it. I'm definitely not saying about that part.
Oh, you just saying she would have did drugs anyway?
I think she would have did
drugs. What if she never done drugs before in her life? You've never done drugs, have you?
I've done drugs.
Oh, you've done drugs?
Yeah.
Oh.
But
I've never done drugs.
You've done drugs.
I've never done drugs.
You been in a club?
That don't count.
Guess what?
No.
Secondhand.
Secondhand don't come up in a drug test.
Alcohol is a drug.
Okay. It's not on the list.
It don't have to be on
the
list.
It do got to be on the list.
Alcohol is a drug.
Alcohol is not a drug. It's not on the list of drugs. You know what I mean.
What's the name of that organization? Tobacco and Firearms.
The ATF?
All in one.
I mean, alcohol, tobacco. No, yeah, alcohol, you can. They don't want you to make alcohol illegally.
You had drugs before. You.
I haven't had drugs before. I'm telling you, I haven't. I never smoked weed before. I never done nothing.
No aspirins.
Not really.
There we go. Not really.
But aspirin is not an illegal drug. Do I have to say it like that, sir?
Yes, please do.
I have never done illegal drugs.
Okay.
I've only taken like...
If you got a count of how many aspirins you took, I don't even want to believe it.
No, I wasn't going to say that. I've only taken like hydrocodone.
Okay.
I've only took that like three times.
Oh, your foot situation?
No, not even for the foot situation. For my back. I got it for my tooth, but I didn't take it for my tooth. I took it for my back, but I ain't never take it like.
And you know what? I'm going to be nice on you on this one.
Why? Don't be nice.
Hydrocodone probably wasn't even a drug at that time. It wasn't considered a...
Oh, no, it was considered a drug.
Yeah, because at one time, it wasn't considered a controlled substance.
Nah, it was. It was. This was...
Five years ago, it wasn't a controlled substance.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, it was over 5 years ago then.
Okay, they gave you a whole lot then.
I didn't get a lot, though. I only got like 12.
Okay, yeah, I think when I had my car accident, about six years ago, it wasn't a controlled substance.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I thought it was like 15 years ago. This was in 2016, 17, something like that. No.
Yeah, it wasn't.
No. This was like 2013, 14 when I got them.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't think it, 19, 20. 20
that's when they made
2020, I think it was.
Control.
Probably 2020.
That they put them on the schedule.
Oh, yeah. Because that's when they
started.
They started stealing that.
That goes to show that alcohol is not on that schedule. It's not a schedule. But I don't really drink alcohol like that. I got a bottle of tequila somebody bought me from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It's been in there for about 5 years, I think.
That's because you're not a tequila drinker.
No, that's all I drink is tequila now.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay. I want Hov to come out with a tequila because I don't drink Douce no more.
No?
Yeah, I got a bottle of Douce. No, I gave that away. But I had a bottle of Douce in there for like 3 years from when I did a live show.
So did you get sick off of it and didn't want to taste anymore, or you just didn't want it?
No, I just stopped drinking it.
Okay.
Yeah, because Douce, like if you drink brown liquor, for me, if I drink brown liquor the day after, I might have a little hangover.
I got you.
But I drink tequila, I don't really have that. But I don't really be drinking like that no more, period, so.
I got you. But yeah. I do want to clear that up. I'm not saying they forced her.
She knew what she wanted. They told her they was going to rape her, and she went out there anyway.
I'm saying Busby told her the right things to say on certain parts of it.
That's his job.
Yeah.
His job.
The weed was so strong, I think it had to be laced. I was on my ass.
Let's see.
What you got in there, man? Did you see that fallen meteor or whatever that was?
Talking about that happened in South Carolina?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. I mean, I be seeing them at night sometimes.
Yeah, but
people try to make it like it was something big.
I thought this one was something that much more different than what you normally would see. But they do have a piece of this.
Oh, they got a piece of it?
Yeah, I saw the piece today. Because the one that they said went through the house, went through the roof, and went to the floor,
mm-hmm.
they pulled it up. Well, let me not say, social media pulled up pictures of, you know, this rock-looking thing that posted that came out of the floor.
Oh.
So, who knows?
It's crazy. I was just about to talk about this. What? It was one day last week. Was it Thursday or Wednesday? A big storm came through. Was that Wednesday? I know it went Tuesday.
Dad, I can't remember.
It had to be Wednesday or Thursday, but it was a real big storm. I was at the dealership. We were inside. Like, it was at 6 o'clock. It was pretty clear outside. 6:30, the sky was black. The wind was blowing, all the doors in the dealership was like opening and closing because of the wind. Like it was just blowing the doors open and stuff like mm-hmm. that. So, you know what I'm saying? I was like, well, let me make it home before it really get bad.
Yeah.
And it got kind of bad, but it didn't like get crazy. So the next day I saw a video of some people on 20 and it was a tornado that went across 20.
Yeah, I saw that too.
So shout out to Jones, to the Music Jones podcast. Me and him was talking on the phone. He was like, yeah, that storm. He was like, man, I was in it. I was like, what do you mean? He was like, man, I was on 20. I was on the way coming home. And he was like, man, I saw the tornado go across the highway. I was like, oh, shit, I saw a video of that. He just sent me a video of that shit.
That damn going across the highway, though, it was so big, it took up all four lanes.
At the same time?
At the same time.
That's crazy.
The video I saw, it was a lady. She was filming the whole time.
Yeah, that's the one.
Why they going so fast? You know, talk about cars still driving fast.
Still driving, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a little piece of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing, but I could see the funnel at the top. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like right on the other side of a bridge.
Mm-hmm.
So you could see it, but yeah, that's crazy.
I seen maybe one tornado in person, and it was quick. I was riding like these back roads over there, like in the Lamar area,
mm-hmm.
and I was in a slingshot.
Mm-hmm. Oh shit, you was trying to race it?
Nah, I was just, you know.
No, I'm saying when you saw it, did you try to like get out of there?
Nah, it was like away. And I was already racing home because it was, you know, getting dark in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I went that way is because I was trying to go around where it's cloudy at
already.
So I was like, yeah, I go this way. And, you know, it's all open roads where I was.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I seen it form up. And just as quick as I seen it form up.
Oh, it went away?
It went away. I was like, oh, snap.
I saw when I was at work, I was on the train. We were coming back from Cumberland, Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going like, it was like a big open area, like a big field. And it looked kind of clear, but you could tell like the weather behind us, like we had just ran out of the weather that was real bad. So it was real, real dark behind us. And I had looked over to the right on my engineer side in the field and you could see the funnel forming at the top, like in the top of the sky, like the top of the clouds, whatever. You can see the funnel forming. But we kind of, I guess it was going the other way, and we kind of just ran out of it or whatever. But mm-hmm. yeah, I saw, I was like, oh, shoot. But
yeah, I see.
And that's the only other time I've seen
that in an open field.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You say yours formed that. I didn't notice it. I seen it in the bottom.
At the bottom. Like,
you know, it just looked like, you know how sometimes you'll see something like blow and do that?
Yeah.
But it was like a gust, like a big dirt patch that just picked up. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't see the bottom. Maybe because stuff was, I don't know, but I saw the top. Mm-hmm. And the, you know how like at the top it like curved down or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw the curve down. I was like, oh, but I don't know if it like connected to the ground or you know what I'm saying. Yeah. But I saw that and I was like, man,
that's crazy.
I hope we make it out of here. But we was on the on the train, so but yeah, that's the only other time. And then right here to see it like go across the highway and it's on 20. And he, I want to say he said it was between
Aiken.
Nah, no, 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 no. It was like between Clemson Road and the Elgin exit.
Oh, okay. So that, that meteor thing might have been in Aiken.
Yeah, the meteor thing was like in the Aiken area. Yeah, okay. But yeah, his he was like, cause he get off, he live off of Clemson Road.
Okay.
So he was on the way here.
Oh, word.
Yeah. So he said it was between exit 82 and 87. 87 is the Elgin exit, White Pine Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but yeah. There's some other little small stories. I guess we'll do it like this.
What you got?
You ever go to Rush's?
Yeah, I used to. I used to go to Rush's. There, yeah.
Yeah, Rush's used to be good. I haven't been since they changed their fries. It's been a while since I've been to Rush's.
It's been a long time for me.
Yeah, but
I used to just pick up maybe a two different barbecue sandwiches.
Really? I never had the barbecue sandwiches at Rush's. I always get the chicken. When I used to live down the street from one, I would get the burger sometimes.
Yeah.
But people were mad because they changed their fries.
Mama J lived down there, down from Rush's, right?
No, a restaurant was down from Rush's.
Down from, that's what it was.
Yeah. But yeah, they changed their fries back to the original because people were...
So how long ago did they change it?
Maybe a year ago.
Is that a local franchise?
Yeah, yeah.
So they got in trouble, what, a couple years ago?
Why?
For racist stuff, right?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, they did. Maybe about...
maybe it was just at a certain location.
Yeah. Probably about 4 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, because they... I know they got them a few different places in Columbia. I know there's one in Camden.
Mm-hmm.
Camden, Lugoff area, whatever.
Yep, yep.
But, yeah, they're pretty local. There's one on Garner's Ferry. One on... Well, it used to be one on... what street is that? Where Mama J's used to be. Used to be one over there.
That's what I was thinking. Blaze used to come back with the big bucket of chicken. Used to come back to the club with it.
It's one over on Harbison. It's a few of them out there. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, so they're going back to their regular fries. Let's see what else happened. It was a guy. No, they were doing a what is this? They were doing a they were doing a street in honor of somebody in Detroit.
Oh, the money drop?
Yeah, somebody dropped money.
It was a car wash. It was a guy that owned a car wash. And I think he passed. So for his, you know, his funeral, they dropped $50,000 in the street.
They could have donated that to a fund or something.
It was a fund. It was the his people. He let his people go.
And guess who organized the money drop?
Who?
A nigga named Smoke.
Oh. He feed the streets.
Feed the streets, baby.
Yeah. Hey man, that have you seen the video, the helicopter, when it dropped that $50,000, it looked like $100,000 coming out of that
pandemonium. Niggas was running wild for dollars.
Oh, they was running in the street, man.
But
When I heard it was $50,000, I'm going to say only $50,000. If you see the video, it looked like a lot more. Like that first initial bundle that came out was so like cloudy for the rain that they rained down on everybody with. It was a way to go out, I guess.
I got some for my 6 degrees.
Oh, six degrees. Where we at?
Well, it's just it's a guy, Colin Murray Boyles.
Wait a second.
What?
You know the rule is though, right?
No, it's not. I'm not doing the 6 degrees. I'm doing the story. Let me get my story out first.
Go ahead, baby.
And then you'll see where I'm going from this. He got drafted number 9.
Okay.
By the Toronto Raptors. 6'7" forward. He's from South Carolina.
Okay. I see where you're going with this.
He played on shout out to CL.
I just can't say.
He played on CL's team.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, CL was at the draft.
Oh, word.
Yeah. He sent me pictures of the paper plane store and all kind of stuff like that, you know. Uh-huh. So whenever CL go to New York, you know what I'm saying? He's canoodling with Rich Paul and them. He's canoodling with Lenny S and all of them boys up there, you know.
Okay.
He let me know he with my peoples. You know what I mean?
Definitely your peoples.
You know what I'm saying? He up there at the Rock Nation offices and all of that. He's hollering at, yo, B, your man's just here.
Okay.
You know, but anyway. And so he got drafted number 9 by Toronto. So
I knew where he was going with that.
So you know who else is in Toronto? You know who's from Toronto? You know who's connected to the Raptors?
Drake.
Exactly. 6 degrees
okay,
to Drake.
Okay, so that's just 6 degrees to Drake.
Shout out to CL. Okay. CL is in my emergency
kitty.
Bag. He's in my kitty. Pause. My cousin Kiki is in my kitty. Orlando Hudson is in my kitty as far as 6 degrees isms.
I'm going to have to write my kitty down. The other day, I went through my phone, you know, because I thought this was going to come up.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of times I'd be like, dang, who I know? I don't know nobody. Mm-hmm. But I always say I don't know nobody, but going through my phone.
You know people.
I know somebody.
Your kitty, who is at the top of your kitty list? Like,
it depends, though.
Okay.
Because movie-wise, I got a movie-wise.
Who you got movie-wise kitty?
Big Red.
Okay.
Big Red was on a lot of stuff.
You can pick up the phone and call him.
Yes.
Okay.
He was on a lot of things.
He was. And he famous, popular. Like, through him, you can get to, like, Snoop.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Hawthorne James. I'm going to say Hawthorne James.
But everybody know him as Big Red because of that one movie.
Yeah.
Well, was he Big Red in a couple movies?
Nah, just that one.
Just that one?
Yeah, just that
one. But through him, you can get to Snoop.
Snoop.
Through Snoop, you know you can get through Snoop, right?
Dre.
No.
Who else?
We doing bigger than Dre.
Bigger than Dre.
Who is the biggest in the world? The biggest name in the world.
The most
popular person in the world.
If I say this, though.
Say it.
Elon Musk?
No, nigga, bigger than Elon Musk.
The president?
Yes. Through Snoop, you can get to the president.
I don't know. I wouldn't do it.
That's that, but I'm just, they're not. What you would do is could you?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's what could you? 6 degrees of separation to the most.
That's like 4 jumps.
Exactly.
Like 4 jumps.
And that just proves my point.
So I thought about it. Keanu Reeves.
Okay, let's hear it.
Keanu Reeves was in the movie Speed.
Okay.
With Hawthorne James. He was the bus driver.
But do you think Hawthorne can get on the phone and call?
And call to.
That's what I mean. That's what 6 now.
So sitting down with him.
Uh-huh.
I think he could.
Okay.
But his personality. He would.
But it ain't if he would, it's if he could.
I think he could.
Yeah.
Because he's super black. He's a strong black man.
But Keanu cool, though. Keanu is very, because Keanu ain't white.
That's what they say. I think he's cool.
Keanu is like Korean or some shit.
Yeah.
I think he's Korean and white.
That was my link to him.
That's good, though.
That was my link to him.
You might see Keanu riding the bus somewhere. They say Keanu real down to earth.
For real?
Yeah. Say you might see him on the train somewhere or something.
I'm gonna see. I think I got some other movie people too.
Yeah. Go ahead and say it, nigga. We ain't got time.
I mean, we got time.
You acting like you bashful.
I am bashful, man. Who? Young boy.
Who is that?
From Black Lightning.
From Black Lightning?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Christopher. He's been on.
Who did he play in Black Lightning?
He played the kid with the headphones.
That's crazy. We were at work talking about Black Lightning.
But he's on that new movie with 1992.
Oh, that Tyrese movie?
Tyrese movie.
Oh, and that's your way to Tyrese you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that's my way to Tyrese. I thought about the after. I was like, you know what?
We were talking about that movie because one of my desk managers, he always says some shit like Tobias Whale. You know Tobias Whale?
Yeah,
Tobias. No, he always say some black shit. You know the problem with black people. So one day, me and one of my coworkers, we were sitting at the desk. It was about 12:30, right? So he came out. He was like, hey, you been to lunch yet? And then it was 12:30. He was like, oh, yeah, I forgot you niggas used to work in the fields. You used to go into lunch at 12 o'clock. I was like, God damn.
he's light-skinned?
Nah, he ain't light-skinned. He just be saying shit like that. Bruh, I was like, who thinks of shit like that? Like, y'all niggas used to working in the fields. Y'all used to going to lunch at 12 o'clock.
He in the office all the time?
Yeah, he in the office all the time, yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that yeah. shit was crazy. He from the country, though.
Yeah, the field niggas.
Yeah, field niggas. Like, y'all eat lunch at a set time, and that's what the time y'all gonna go. When I was telling that story, like, later on in the day, like, I couldn't hold it together, like, to tell the story, bro. I was laughing so hard, yo. Like, this nigga. But we call him Tobias Well, because, you know.
He know who Tobias is?
Yeah, he know who Tobias is.
That's even better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's even better.
And he just coming. You see, that's what, look at these niggas. They want to sit around. They don't want to get out there and work for it. They want to sit in here and let the customers come to them.
Is he an old guy?
Nah, he ain't up. He about, like, 3 or 4 years older than me.
Oh, so he having fun with it.
He having fun with it, yeah. But we were talking about Black Lightning and.
Yeah.
Talking about Tobias and the other day, and that's crazy. You just bought my man Tobias up too. Yeah. We were talking about Thunder.
That's the girl.
That's the daughter. The yeah. oldest daughter.
Yeah, the daughter.
Yeah, we were talking about Thunder.
Yeah. She, I didn't like how they made her have a girlfriend and all that.
We know you don't. We know. We
why
know.
Though? Like
you don't like that character in representation. You don't like that character in Ironheart either, do you? God, he looking at him. He know the character.
Nah,
he know
man.
The character I'm talking about.
Yeah,
man.
I know what character. With the purple eyeshadow.
Yeah, yeah.
Purple
yeah.
Y'all, you know what? When I saw it, I'm like, why? You know what? I didn't say why. I said,
I'm gonna see if I can pull up.
I said, oh, okay, we everywhere now.
They in Chicago. They in the big city. Of
yeah,
course
but
there.
Come on. That first scene, it was in the back of the truck.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Early on.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, yeah. This is Ironheart. This is modern. Ironheart was pretty good though. I didn't get too far with it.
And you on episode two? It's only 3 episodes out there, so you close.
So what, they come out every week?
Nah, they came out with 3 the first week, so I don't know how many they're going to come out with this week.
Oh.
Yeah, so it just came out Tuesday.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it just came out Tuesday.
Oh, okay, so they dropped all 3, and now they're going to do 1.
I don't know, because I think one of them shows, they was dropping 3 every week.
For real?
Yeah, one of them shows, I can't remember if it was, yeah, I think, I want to say did they do that with the Acolyte? No, they did 1 episode, because people talking, like, shows that, you know, they, because they kind of pushed this show back,
mm-hmm.
and then people talking bad about it, the usual suspects talking mm-hmm. bad about it because it's a black girl.
I saw something crazy about that.
What?
I saw it was a guy, he was reviewing it on TikTok.
White?
It was a white panel.
Uh-huh.
And they were just nitpicking everything. Look at them. What? Look at, who's that, Lakeisha? Who's that?
A white guy?
The whole panel. The whole, this what they were doing on that Zoom.
Was it black, white?
No, it was all white.
All white, of course. All white. Of yeah. course.
Yeah. And they was doing it like picking at the
picking
whole movie
everything.
Like that.
Yeah.
The whole movie like that.
Yeah. Show.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, they calling it worse. Like, people, they review bombed it before it came out. Giving it negative reviews even before the show even came out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the usual suspects. Even when she was in Black Panther 2, and then they said she was going to get her own show.
Yeah,
they start talking trash about her or whatever. And the comic was horrible. And why are they making this? They just doing this because they want to be woke. And so that's why I made sure to watch it last week.
It was good.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
It was good. Another show that started like that, you know, they had the hip-hop theme to it. And what was that? Luke Cage. First episode was super. They had Biggie on the wall. They had Biggie playing and stuff like that. But after that first episode, it kind of teared away from it.
But if you paid attention to it, a lot of the stuff they were saying was like black-centric stuff, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They kept that. But this line, Ironheart, basically, it seems like it's keeping it, like the soundtrack and everything, it seems like mm-hmm. it's staying with that theme throughout the whole thing. Which is good, because I like it. I will catch up on, I think I'm on the last episode. I'll catch up to that today.
Yeah. I liked it. And it's,
I liked her in, what was she in?
It says she was in one of them other Ryan Coogler movies. She was in.
No, she was in.
She was in Black Panther, too.
That's what it was? That was the only one?
Of Marvel stuff?
Yeah.
I know she was in Black Panther, too, because they had She built a little bit of the suit in Black Panther 2.
That's what it was. Yeah.
But I forgot what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna finish that series out because I want to see where it's gonna go. Mm. But yeah, let me see. Hold on, let me make sure I get this set up. Well, I can do it while I
did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today. Okay.
I was trying to find my story.
What happened?
I was trying to find my story before because I did this one already, the one about the convenience store lottery fraud.
Oh yeah,
I had it saved. Hold up. Sexual harassment.
We talked about that one, right?
Yeah. Uh huh. Rushes, calling. Oh, here we go. No, that's not it.
Get your shit together, dog.
I thought I had it in here. I know I didn't delete it.
Look now. If we fumble, all we had to do is bring up 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah,
we could talk about that forever.
I think I might have missed and deleted it. Oh man,
that's all right, baby. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I deleted my scam of the week.
We'll bring
my story.
We'll bring another one up next week.
Next week.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, tune in next week. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your 6 degrees if you want us to try to connect to somebody that you find somebody in some celebrity or something that you think, you know.
Try to stump us.
Yeah, try to stump us.
Yeah, because with the room with we gotta call it we can't call it a kitty. I don't want to call it a kitty. Our cheat sheet.
It ain't a cheat sheet. It's it could be the kitty because it ain't cheating. That's the rules of that's the premise of 6 degrees of separation. By six people you know, or you can get to somebody within six people.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, we're six degrees in ourselves. Like shit, that's two. Like if I need to get to the NBA player too.
Yeah,
man, I know.
You know me.
I know CL too. Yeah,
you can call CL by you don't even need me. So that save you a person.
Let's do it, man.
Yeah, that's it.
Sending y'all. Try to stump us for next week.
I think we started off too big to where they know they can't stump us. Because early on we got to, like, just now we got you to the president in like 4 degrees.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And don't forget, it got to be the first jump has to be somebody you call from.
You can call.
Right then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Even if you know somebody who can call somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like Spike Fee.
Okay.
He working on, a Tyler Perry production right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was his birthday or something. Shout out to Spike Fee.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was his birthday, but everybody came to set with a fake beard on and doing his mannerism.
Looking like him?
Yeah, they was like twirling the beard like he twirled his beard,
I guess. Yeah,
and that shit was so fucking funny. Like everybody, like the women, everybody just had on fake beards and they was like twirling their beard like him or whatever.
I don't know
if it was his birthday or what, but that was funny. So he working on a Tyler Perry show right now, so.
Yeah.
And I got that nigga number in my phone. So
you're right.
Tyler Perry.
I might have to put him on my list.
To Oprah. And if y'all don't think you can get to anybody through 6 degrees of separation, you know us.
There you go.
Holler at us. And
give us a call.
We'll get you there.
Send us an email.
DJBlazeshow@gmail.com.
Here we go.
We'll get you there. We'll get you there. Or comment on this on YouTube. You know what I'm saying? If you think we wildin', but shout out to everybody, man. Cause we all connected, baby.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? I want to see how I can get to somebody like
the top people we already did. We did Jay-Z's, we did the Beyoncé's.
We ain't did Beyoncé.
Yeah, I'm connected to Beyoncé.
I wouldn't doubt it. Like how close?
Nah, close.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, you are.
Beyoncé.
Yeah, you could have been to the wedding.
Was at the wedding.
At the wedding. Yeah, that is right.
Shout out to Poopy.
Shout out to Poopy. It's crazy. I work with a nigga named Poopy.
Yeah,
Poopy or Poopy?
Poopy.
I'll say I work with Poopy.
Well, we call her Poopy because
two P's.
Back in the day,
she was shit everywhere.
Nah, she was young then too. But Beavis and Butthead. It was like a baby. They was talking baby talk. They was like, yeah, poopy poopy. So every time I seen her,
oh, you say poopy poopy.
And whenever she say it, she said to me, the older sister, they said their mother called me poopy. So
I say my little cut. Well, he grown now, but when he was a baby, we was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
He used to grunt. He was a baby. I was in high school, so my homeboys would come to the crib.
That's so funny when the babies grunt.
And he'd be like,
That's funny.
And my homeboy started calling him Lil Dookie. So when I talk about him now, I'll be like, Lil Dookie, they know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
He don't know that we call him Lil Dookie.
For real?
Yeah. And it was only me and my homeboys calling him Lil Dookie. So if I say Lil Dookie, all my homeboys know who I'm talking about. Like, if I say his name, they won't know who I'm talking about, but I say that Lil Dookie.
That's funny.
But he don't know that's his nickname. I'm going to show him some videos of how he used to grunt when he was a baby. Because we got like videotapes. We was doing stuff and we just recording us.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? So yeah, Poopy, Lil Dookie.
Yeah.
All seem like the same name or whatever. But yeah, email us some nicknames. Email us some 6 degrees of separation. We'll be here, man.
Yeah, stump us, man.
Yeah, try to stump us, man. Everybody know where they can find your social media.
You can find me at E.L. Murphy on Facebook. You can find me at the Digital Studios Podcast, or you can find me on last week's episode.
You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on YouTube and Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We'd like to hear from you. You know, 6 degrees especially. You know, you can get to somebody through us. You know what I'm saying? Just throw the names out there. We'll see if we can get that white, black, or whatever. I want to see how I can get some international people. That was a big one, too. We did Kim Jong.
Idris Elba.
Who?
Idris Elba.
There you go. Take that R off of there. Nigga hit Idris with the hard R. You can get the Idris Elba quick.
Hey, man. Turn it. We gonna save it. I hope.
You can get the Idris Elba quick, man. That's not fair.
I don't even want to think about it because we do that all the time. We'll bring up a name when and we'll
spoil it.
We get ready to go off. Have a good night, you guys.
Yeah.
Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.